This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I had Natasha Bedingfield on the bumper list yesterday, but I replaced it with the Young Dubs, the Young Dubliners, because of St. Patrick's Day. But Ethan Hannaford in particular requested this one to go back into the rotation. And I heard this one a long time, so I like it. You know this song, Sue?
Oh, please. It's K-E-Z-K. Constant Companion.
Yeah, so you're probably sick and tired of it, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. My wife has songs that, and I kind of know which songs they are right now, like Rome by the B-52s, that she just hates because she was, you know, for a stretch, Becky was in radio.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she was on the promotion side of, WKTI, which was an FM station that I worked in the same building at, and then she went over to Clear Channel, which was Clear Channel. So there are songs that she heard so many times when she was working at KTI. Yeah. She's like, okay, I don't need that. But I do like Natasha Bedingfield. Yeah. I like her brother quite a bit. Daniel, he's a really good entertainer as well. So I have to play this on a musical note just because I thought it was immensely entertaining. I don't even know if he's back yet, but have you followed our friend Kenny Wallace and his trip to Vegas?
Okay, first of all, the shot of he and Miss Kim on the airplane was so adorable I couldn't take it.
Well, have you heard this, though? Listen, they went and saw Rod Stewart, and Kenny's singing here. Check it out. He's belting it out. Look. Do you think I'm sexy? Here we go.
Come on, Kimmy, let me know.
Touch me, come on, sugar, let me know.
Yeah, the problem is that Rod Stewart probably doesn't have much of a voice. I think Kenny's voice is arguably better than Rod's at this point. He's 80 years old, and he's still out there. I saw him maybe 10 or 12 years ago, and the voice was not very good then. So I can't imagine what it is now.
I thought the funniest part of that video was the whole time Kim, his wife, is like looking at him like, and like yeah. at the camera.
Like, Kenny, shut up. I'm watching the concert.
Putting her index finger over her mouth saying like, hey, quiet, yeah. Stop singing. That's enough of that. Yeah.
That's
really
hilarious.
I mean, Kim wanted to hear Rod and Kenny wanted to hear Kenny. But it was very romantic and they have a great relationship.
Too.
But I thought it was awesome. And you know, Vegas is my second home. Hey, I want to throw a plug out for something here that I cannot participate in for a couple of different reasons. I'll explain here in a second. But you know that I'm very fond of, and I made this discovery about a year ago. It was last April when my daughter and I, she's actually at the farm in Howard County right now where we adopted, or we didn't really adopt, we just took home a bunny.
Yes.
A Dutch bunny that Alexa named Oreo. And my thought at the time was, cute little bunny, we'll take it out every once in a while, go back in the cage. But no, I have a free roaming rabbit in my house. He's out right now, and he does great. He uses his litter box. A lot of people are surprised by that.
That's
so
impressive.
After we got the rabbit, I started doing some research, and we realized that there was an organization out there called the Missouri House Rabbit Rescue, and it's literally 5 minutes from my house. Well, it was 5 minutes before they shut down Hillsborough Road. Now it's further. But it's in Fenton. It's near 141 and 44. You have to be a member, so people can't go in and just buy stuff in there unless you pay. I mean, it's $25 a year or something like that. But I bring it up because this Saturday, they're having a trivia night. And this organization, and if you went in there, Sue, as an animal lover, there's all volunteers. There's a lot of bunnies that are up for adoption. I buy my litter. Actually, it's wood pellets. That's what I use for the litter, and my hay there, and some treats for the bunny, and it's a really good price. But they're holding a trivia night this Saturday night, and I can't be there because of Kilmeade. Also, I do not do trivia nights because I can't stand them. But everyone else should have a great time. Okay, I just want to be clear.
That's fair.
Yeah, I can't. You know, and I used to host these things and MC, and then I got so sick and tired of people yelling at me for the answers. Like I had some control, so I really don't do it anymore. But they are doing this, and they got tables and auctions and stuff like that. And if you go to, I think it's, I'm going to make sure that I get the website right, because I don't want to give that out wrong. Hold on. MoRabbit.org. MoRabbit.org. And you can find out more about the House Rabbit Society, and there's information up there about the trivia night, which is this Saturday. They raise a lot of money. They're going to have this at TASK, which is Team Activities for Special Kids on Horan Drive in Fenton. So there you go. They didn't even ask me to do that. I just wanted to do it because I like the organization, Sue. How about that?
That's great.
Check it out. We got Sue's News coming up here for a Tuesday afternoon, and then we're coming back with some phone calls on 97.1 FM Talk.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, it's National Sloppy Joe Day. Remember this from last year?
Heck yeah.
Ethan, were you here for National Sloppy Joe Day last year?
I don't think that I was.
Okay, no. How do you like them? Is it a manwich situation out of a can? Does Mama Hannaford, or did she, in your ute, make it herself? How did it go?
Mama Hannaford, we had Sloppy Joe's a decent amount growing up, and it was one of those foods. I think you talked about this yesterday, Mark, how you'll kind of go through phases with food.
Yeah, right.
There was a point when I was really young that I loved them, and then I had them so much that I got really tired of them.
Uh-huh.
Now I haven't had one in so long. Like, you bring it up, I'm like, I could go for a solid Sloppy Joe.
That's the word
right
I would
now.
Use.
My mom makes great Sloppy Joe's.
My mom did, too. Here's a new twist that I've got on it. I now have been picturing it with cheese. Has anyone had one with cheese?
I never have.
This is a thought that I've had.
I have, yes.
What kind?
Colby Jack.
Melt
a little bit on there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You would put cheese on regular ground beef for burgers.
Exactly.
So, you know, my mom used to make great Sloppy Joes, too, and I honestly don't know if it was from a can or just homemade. I think it was homemade. I tried to make some homemade last year, and I think I did pretty well. But this is another one of those situations where I'm held back from enjoying all the food that's on the planet. Like I mentioned, corned beef and cabbage.
Why?
Becky doesn't do that, so I'm not getting corned beef and cabbage.
My wife's the same way.
She's not into Sloppy Joes, so if I'm doing a Sloppy Joe, I'm on my own. I have to go rogue.
Oh. But Alexa should be experiencing the Sloppy Joe. Does she get it at school?
She's not into that as much. Oh, yeah, but she doesn't request them very much. I think I'm the one that likes them in the family. Nobody else does.
Yeah, that's fair.
But now you've inspired me for tonight, Sue.
Yeah,
Now I'm like, oh, man.
That sounds really good.
It does, doesn't it?
Man, I hadn't thought. A Colby Jack is a great cheese for that, Ethan. Thank you for that. And on this day in history, 175 years ago, this is in 1850, Henry Wells and William Fargo founded American Express. It was a shipping company. That's how old it is. 175 years.
Wait, what were the names?
Henry Wells and Fargo. That's right.
That's not what I was just expecting.
Kidding. Yes, they then, of course, did Wells Fargo. That was 2 years later, though, in 1852 when they organized that. So American Express was before Wells Fargo.
That is fascinating, though.
Isn't
really,
it?
And, you know, I don't think I've really given much thought to why it's called American Express, but now it makes a whole lot more sense.
Yep.
That could have been a good random fact of the day also.
It
that could have fit in there as well.
You're right.
But
you're
on this day in history. Sue's News has to make decisions, understand.
Mm-hmm.
And 40 years ago today, in 1985, baseball commissioner Peter Uberoth, is that how you say it? I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Reinstated Hall of Fame stars Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays. And I thought, what did they get banned from? They had been banned from baseball after accepting PR jobs with casinos. So they actually banned them for that and then let them back in.
Yeah, because they, you know, take the gambling part seriously.
That's right.
Per Pete Rose example. That's interesting, though.
Isn't it? And I turned on Channel 2 this morning a little after 5 a.m. because they will send up drones for traffic if something happens. That's why I do, too. And instead of news, it was the Cubs versus the Dodgers in Tokyo. Did you guys watch any of it?
I didn't watch any of it, but I happened to be up a couple of times this morning, and I did see some scoring updates.
Wait, you're telling me it was on regular Fox?
Yeah, I didn't know that. Normal Fox.
I did not know that.
In fact, there was no Channel 2 morning show. That's all there was.
Do you know if second game is tonight, or do they take a day?
It's
tomorrow.
It's
tomorrow morning.
Same time.
Shohei, I believe, pitches tomorrow.
Yeah, so the Dodgers won, right?
5-1? 4-1?
Oh,
but
I don't know what the
score I've was. Seen is I've seen a lot of jokes about the Cardinals are tied for first place in the National League Central.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, here's something I saw this morning. The Athletic, which is part of the New York Times now, they put out their they do all these rankings and stuff like that. So they did the fan confidence thing recently, but this was the power rankings, all right? The power rankings. A lot of organizations, ESPN does their power rankings, CBS Sports. You want to take a stab here?
I know the answer, so I'm going to
They're going to fall?
Where will they fall in the
division or the
whole of Major League Baseball?
Teams.
Where would they fall in all 30 teams in baseball? The St. Louis Cardinals, the historic St. Louis Cardinals.
18.
No, you want to try again?
Lower.
Yeah.
25.
Lower.
No.
24. Wait. Well, lower than 25.
Okay.
24. Oh. 24. Oh. We're the freaking St. Louis Cardinals, and we're power ranked. Now, you can move up and down that power ranking if you move, if you win and you do things. We'll see.
It might be okay. It might be okay.
I love that. That's the slogan for the Cardinals.
It might be okay.
It might be okay. That'll draw them in to 3 million fans.
That's way too accurate.
I don't think we're going to pitch that to Joe Strom over at the Cardinals.
By the way, I did look for Fred in the audience today, or the crew, just to see if he decided to go to the game. I couldn't find him, but it's bizarre to see mostly Japanese people in the crowd. It's just kind of a weird thing. And they, of course, went crazy for every Japanese player. It was kind of cool to watch.
Didn't they give Ohtani, the silent treatment or something like that?
No.
Oh, I thought I saw that.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
I'm wrong about that.
They do it. Okay, since we failed so miserably yesterday, we didn't even manage to wear green. I thought we'd make up for it. We're going to play because Rory McIlroy had a lot to celebrate yesterday. He, as an Irishman, won the Players on St. Patrick's Day because they had to do a three-hole aggregate playoff to determine the winner, and he won by 2 strokes. So here he is talking
about,
it.
Yes. Yeah, that he won on St. Patrick's Day, but yes.
And McIlroy's got another player's title.
Rory, it took one more day than you would have liked, but you are the 51st player's champion and making the Irish happy on St. Patrick's Day.
Unbelievably proud and happy to win my second player's championship. And I think this is the third time I've won on St. Patrick's Day, so it's been a good luck charm.
So he just had to wait for Monday.
Yes.
The dude that finished second, you know, we were talking about the island hole when Dan Reardon was on last week.
Yeah.
He hit the water. And it was kind of over right then, I think. But congratulations to Rory. I mean, he's barely scraping by these days, so he needs that $4.5 million for
sure. Of course
sure.
he does. Do you notice he kind of kicks up the brogue, the Irish there for the Irish
You
interview?
Can't really blame him, can you?
No, I like it. It just made me happy.
That's a big win for Rory. It
is
really
is. Is he kind of like the fan favorite now, Rory?
I think only because a lot of those guys ditched out to LIV.
Yes.
You know, we don't see him anymore. Mm. Right?
Crowd's not a fan of that at all.
He's one of the few names I know now, so I'm like, yay, Rory.
He's been around for a long time. Over 15 years he's been around now.
KFC has come out with a new food. It's very important. It's fried mashed potato poppers. Oh, yes. You could get them on their own with a side of gravy in a new Dunkit bucket. I just have to watch how I say that. Which includes their original recipe, tenders, fries, and various dunking sauces. Now, it really is mashed potatoes that are kind of breaded and fried. You could choose from 3 sauces, warm gravy, which never sounds good to me. You should not call warm, just gravy.
That was my band name in the 80s, warm gravy.
Honey barbecue, honey mustard, sweet and sour ranch, buffalo ranch. Now, apparently they do these things. The mashed potato poppers were inspired by what they call mashies in Australia because they have them regularly over there.
It doesn't sound too bad.
No, Ethan, you look suspicious.
I don't know. Mashed potatoes are so perfect the way they are. Why do you have to mess with them?
I agree, but if you deep fry anything, it's generally better.
Yeah, you got a point.
We've got the site called Word Unscrambler using Google Trends to find the most searched abbreviations of the year so far. And
I've been thinking about it. I said to Ethan when I walked in today, you know, I wonder if we're going to cover the best abbreviations of the year.
Okay, if I say this to you.
I said, I'm not Sue Thomas or Fred Bottomer. I don't know that kind of stuff.
If I were to say to you, TBH, what does it mean? If someone says that to you in a text.
Mark?
I always have to Google this stuff.
To be honest.
But let me just tell you, I couldn't tell you that off the top of my head.
Of course not. That's why people look it up.
When the youngins, you know, send stuff like that, I'm like, oh, what does that mean?
That's exactly why they're using this.
Right, okay.
Okay, OTP, Ethan.
Ooh. No idea. I don't know that one.
This one's romantic. One true pairing.
Oh,
a romantic couple you're rooting for.
Never heard that
OTP.
One.
Okay, good.
ATP.
ATP?
Oh, I don't know that one either.
At this point.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
There's one I'm afraid to say because I'm afraid I'll curse.
Do it anyway.
Okay.
Fred's not here.
F-A-F-O.
I know that one.
What is that one?
F around and find out.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought that'd be perfect for Mark because he loves the cursing.
Oh, I do love the cursing.
It's perfect for you.
Fond of profanity. Yeah, I don't think I knew that one.
Well, I got your new one.
I really do have to Google this stuff a lot.
Me too. This is why the whole story is out there, because the rest of us are like, say what?
Makes sense, Sue.
And finally, at Sue's News, we have today's random fact. This is for Mark. Carrots are actually bad for rabbits.
But yeah, we don't give them a lot of carrots.
Yeah.
They say that because, look, carrots are, more
and
sugary.
Sweet. Yeah.
Right, right.
Sweet and starchy. But because of Bugs Bunny, pretty much everybody thinks rabbits love carrots. And when you see one, you're like, would you like a carrot?
He doesn't be careful. Even if we give him carrots, he doesn't really
What does he eat? What does he like?
Well, I do have these dried carrot sticks that I get at the House Rabbit Society. But look, here's what's funny about what they say about rabbits is you're only supposed, like the House Rabbit Society, they'll bar me for this. You're only supposed to give them like one little...
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things. Like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Treat a day.
Yes.
Well, we give him like 20. Maybe that's a slight exaggeration. He's fine.
And where
if he kicks a little early from a heart attack or something like that, he will have lived a good life.
And where is he on Instagram?
Oreo Smorio the Bunny. Thank you, Ethan. Oreo Smorio the Bunny.
Last we checked, we were like a half a million
Instagram.
Followers, I think.
Whoops. That's Natasha Bedingfield way too loud. Yeah, at least maybe a couple million at this point. There you go. Rapping suit. Did you do the random fact?
That was it.
Thank God. I was a little thrown off. We're coming back with phone calls. It's Telephone Tuesday. We'll open up the line shortly. Yep, the phone lines are open right now. Ethan said, what do you want to take calls on? I said, I don't really know, but I do kind of know a little bit. But if you want to jump in here with a topic of your own, but I got this on the X, formerly Twitter, from someone, and this really is one of my pet peeves, and I'm wondering if we can't maybe go down the road here this afternoon of St. Louis or Missouri pet peeves. Not to ignore those of you on the Illinois side, maybe we can take some of those as well. But here, there's a guy that said this, and he tagged the governor, Congresswoman Wagner, Sarah Hawley, State Representative Justin Sparks, said I-44 between downtown St. Louis and Washington, Missouri, has piles of trash, discarded shipping plastic, wrecked tires, you name it, everywhere. Not show me state appropriate. Any chance we can get a cleanup? And I think that that's a very good question, because
it is.
I don't know. And I said this a pet peeve because I notice things like this. And typically when I come off of 44, when he says 44 all the way to Washington, that kind of surprises me,
yeah,
because I feel like I see more of it toward downtown. But when I exit off of Lafayette, you can, you know, that big interchange where people are coming either onto 55 or they're coming off 55 or they're going to 44 or they're on 44. There's a big plot of land in the middle of all that where there's, you know, grass, and I've seen homeless tents there as well. And it's just a bunch of trash. I mean, the amount of trash that I see on our roads sometimes to me is really staggering. And I mentioned, Sue, you know, when I lived in Jeffco before I moved to the house that I was in off of Romaine Creek, I would drive that road every day. And I'm just going to tell you something. It is what it is. I'm just calling it like I see it. There is a difference between Jeffco and St. Louis County when it comes to trash. And in Jeffco,
really?
On Romaine Creek, there was so much trash that I actually had to organize this with my neighborhood association. And usually there was like one or two women that would come out, and I'd do it, and I'd grab a bunch of black plastic bags. I'd have my orange hunting vest on so
you.
No one would hit me, and I'd have gloves on. And I filled up like 8 to 10 Jeez. Trash bags, sometimes on my own. And then I'd throw them in the back. I had a Jeep at the time. I'd throw them back in the Jeep, and I can't even remember where I had to dump them, because I don't think I could put it all in my trash. That's actually a
wow.
valid question. But it's just unbelievable. You know what I would find more than anything else?
Oh, no.
Those little tiny bottles of booze, because people were drinking either on the way to work or on the way home from work, just tossing them on the side. But just everything, like, you know, big styrofoam cups or cans. I'm shocked by how many people are comfortable with simply opening up their window and throwing out, whether it's a bag of trash, a little bit of trash. I still see it on a regular basis, so I don't know what
the
answer is, but it's outrageous. It really is. So that's one idea here this afternoon. If you'd like to chime in here with pet peeves, whether they're road-related or otherwise, 314-241-9797, 241-9797. I got to find out which calls, because Ethan has to tell me when the callers are on the line. The other thing I would say about roads, you know, one thing I noticed, I don't know if you've noticed this around when you drive in the city, you don't go further out into the county, but there's so many road signs. They can't even read what the damn road is. I think if you go 100%. On Highway 40, if you go to Highway 40 to, you know, 270,
mm-hmm.
like if you're not from the area, you might get confused about this stuff.
Well, you know what? We have accidents out there fairly regularly, and I wonder if that's not part of it. Same thing. Let's say you are driving eastbound on 6440 and right around the Interbelt and then Hanley and those on-ramps that come from Hanley, and then if you get to the right, then suddenly you're on the on-ramp from Big Bend. If you aren't from here, I don't know how they do it, but there are accidents at Big Bend all the time.
241-9797. Jump on in here this afternoon. 314-241-9797. It doesn't have to be on, you know, that particular topic. Mm-mm. I was thinking about, you know, taking calls on Mahmoud Khalil and his deportation. I didn't know if people would respond to that. You know, this is the 5th anniversary, too, of COVID and all the nonsense there. So there might be some thoughts on that terrible anniversary as well. But let's go to the phones here. Mike, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
I was just wondering if what your thoughts might be if we took the illegal aliens or illegal immigrants of adult age males and made them serve maybe a 4-year stint in the military to get us some skin in the game, so that they could become U.S. citizens afterwards at the 4-year stint, and maybe do the GI Bill back, where they could get some sort of funding for further education.
I think it's an interesting idea, but this may piggyback on something, because someone out there might have to tell us what the current situation. We're told on a regular basis that there are people who might not be documented that do serve in the military. So I don't know the extent of that anymore. But look, I like where you're going with that, from the very reason, if for only one reason, that I'd like a little assimilation. You know, I was thinking about this. If any of us would move to another country, I'd really feel pretty bad if I didn't know the language. If I go to Spain, if I go to France, I'm going to try to learn the language. Maybe I don't have that within my first year, but you know, maybe 5 years down the road, I'm going to be a little able to communicate. That does not happen. There's no assimilation, and I don't know how you force it, but that might be one area where you can get sort of creative. But thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. Tom, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi. I just wanted to comment on the trash topic you were referring to earlier. And I agree. It's just a problem pretty much everywhere in Missouri, not just on a particular highway like 44. 270, the interchange of 270 and 170 or I-70 is awful. I don't get it. Why people just throw, like you said, Mark, trash out there? Where's it coming? I tell you what, a lot of times when I'm driving on the highway and trash trucks are going to the dump, there's stuff constantly flying out of trash.
Well, that's what I was going to point out. That's one of the issues, is that you have, you know, things falling out of the trash trucks. And then when the wind kicks up, look, like it did last week, and even yesterday wasn't too calm, I think this stuff gets kicked everywhere. But there are areas that are worse than others. That's part of the point, I think, of the person who you know, tweeted at me.
Are there any penalties for doing that, like along the interstate?
Sure.
If you just throw a cup out, but nobody
enforces
it.
Like, I have signs even around my area where I live right now that said, you know, no littering, no trash dumping, punishable by up to $1,000 in fines. Well, when's the last time that's even happened, right?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Well,
yeah,
thanks.
It's impossible to patrol that, but it's like, I don't know if our state needs to do like a massive marketing campaign to just try and guilt people into not doing that anymore, or... Mm. But it's definitely a problem. It's really sad.
It is sad.
It
and,
is.
You know, every once in a while, I'll still see, and this mainly happens in the city, but not always, I'll see someone in the parking lot of like a Walmart or a Target or something like that, and they're cleaning out their car. They just throw it right there on.
Oh.
I even picked up some stuff today. I was at the High Ridge Walmart, and there was a Styrofoam QT cup that was just there that someone placed down. There was a trash can that was approximately 10 feet away from that.
Yes,
and I placed
that's
it in
it
the trash
always...
can. It's not that hard if you just give it a little try. Jerry, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Good afternoon.
Hey, I wanted to kind of make the same point. Everybody has to gas up their car. So, you know, when you're at the gas station, there's a trash can. Please use them. That's what we have them there for.
But people don't do it. I mean, what used to be the real aggravator to me, and I think it's just that people aren't smoking as much, but a lot of people would just take their ashtrays out of their cars and dump it on the ground.
Oh,
right?
My
just
gosh.
Dump it on the ground. They don't care what's going on. I've gotten into a situation a couple times, and I'm really trying to back off from this because I don't recommend road rage. But you know, Sue, I'm a little type A. Might be an understatement. And I've seen people do this, and I want to chase them down.
I
know. A couple of times I've tried, because then I want to say, what the hell are you thinking about? That's not going to do any good, and
it
it's probably just going to get me shot.
We all have that urge.
Yes. But thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's see. Well, I might have just hung up on someone, and I didn't mean to do that. Hey, Ethan, if Jerry calls back, put him to the front of the line, because I might have... Sorry, Jerry. Let's see here. Tim, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Go ahead.
Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, first of all, as I was talking to Ethan, you know, I don't understand why the Dems are arguing with Trump trying to save taxpayer money. He's not only that, but, he's just trying to do exactly what the Democrats are trying to do 15 years ago, protect our border, put up a wall.
The Democrats were trying to do that 15 years ago?
They're the ones that approved the money for the wall. Back when Clinton was in office. I'm sorry, that's going way back.
I got you. Yeah, I see what your point is. Look, there are a lot of things that... Look, I even saw a bunch of clips today that Fox was running. I didn't have time to grab the audio. But all these clips from like 2010 and 2011 with Obama out there talking about the size of the federal government and reducing the size and scope and cutting programs. But the legacy media has conveniently forgotten all of that stuff, right? Kevin, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Good afternoon.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, the thing that bothers me and gets me upset driving around St. Louis is all the graffiti on the bridges, the buildings. Mm-hmm. I mean, I drive on 70, and it's the same names over and over. And I think about, you know, if I didn't live here and I was coming from out of town and saw this,
it's awful.
I mean, I tend to avoid areas that have a ton of graffiti on it when I'm out of town. So it just... It makes the town just look awful.
It does. If you're going into downtown,
you
can see it on the highways. Look, we have, that would be 14th and Shoto, that gas station that's no longer open over there, right?
Yep.
But it's graffiti,
yep.
and it's just dilapidated.
Yep.
Now, that's right across from Peabody Housing Complex, which I think they're actually renovating some of those right now. But it's just so frustrating because you're not going to get the state to take care of all of this. This is why we have some portions of roads that are adopted. And by the way, I'm not risk averse to doing my part in helping out. And you do have Charlie Brennan was always really good every year promoting a big trash cleanup odyssey. We've had,
yes.
you know, instances where we've gone out as an organization and cleaned up parks and stuff like that as well. So sometimes it takes teamwork along those lines. But if you do have any pet peeves about St. Louis or the roads or anything, jump on in here. It's Telephone Tuesday on the Mark Reardon Show, 241-9797. We're calling this Telephone Tuesday because we're taking phone calls in the 4 o'clock hour. I think I hung up on Jerry before, so let's see if we can start with him. We have time for just a few more. David Strom from HotAir.com coming up in the next hour on 97.1 FM Talk. All right, Jerry, sorry for hanging up on you. How are you this afternoon?
Hey, you know, I'm good. I guess that'd be my new pet peeve would be getting hung up on, but I'll let you pass.
All right, thank you.
But the other thing, you know, you talked about people dumping out the cigarettes and stuff, and, you know, think about the people that are working at the gas station that has to clean that up, you know, that are, you know, leaving that around. They take pride in keeping their lots clean. I work for one of the local companies, and we see that all the time where people leaving a mess in a lot or destroying a bathroom, and it's just no fun for the employees.
Well, that's a great point because
yeah.
they do get stuck with it all the time. And I don't even really want to talk about the bathrooms because that will put this conversation into a completely different territory that we might not want to go to.
Yep, I'm sure we don't.
They're just disgusting, unfortunately. That's why it'll be very interesting to see what Fred has to do when he's in Japan, if he's you know paying some money to use the toilet. John, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Go ahead. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. Hey, so, you know, the thing I've noticed the past couple of years is, you know, driving around, because I live in St. Peter's, I work in the city, and, you know, you see mattresses and stuff on the side of
yes.
the road.
Yes.
These people, they're not throwing stuff out the window. They're stopping and dumping like they're at the local landfill.
It's true.
And I do see
it's
mattresses. I guess I assume with the mattresses that they fly off a truck, but maybe they are just dumping them, right?
No, because these things look like trash, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I'm on my way to work, and, you know, Friday there's nothing, and go by on Monday, and there's a place where there's been a bunch of stuff dumped. But if you want to see a real prime example of it, because, see, I drive a truck for a living,
mm-hmm.
go to a truck stop parking lot and go drive back where the trucks are at. It will blow your mind.
Dang.
The amount of trash.
I don't think I want to see that
thrown out there.
Yeah.
I
don't think I want to
know.
And you know, and by the way, I get the truckers have things and I appreciate what they do, but one of the things that people say every once in a while is when you're cleaning up the side of the road, the truckers sometimes do their thing when they're driving and they throw bags of pee into the ditches, whether it's, you know,
no.
Yeah, that's like I'm not saying it happens on a regular basis, but I know that when I've talked about this topic before, people have relayed those stories.
Holy Toledo.
That's kind of gross.
Ooh, right. I was happy in my ignorance.
Greg, you get the final word here. How are you? Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk.
Is that me?
Yeah, it is. Go ahead.
Hey, so you were talking about the little liquor bottles. So as a recovering alcoholic and somebody who drove and drank in my job for years, I will tell you that most alcoholics will stop and buy the mini liquor bottles, and they know that having them in the car is a open container.
Yeah.
So they will chuck them out.
Oh.
Somebody who has done this for years and now in recovery, I'm telling you, that is why that is like that.
No, I get it. And, you know, this is near and dear to my heart, and I haven't had any alcohol since 1990. So I know that that's what people are doing. And unfortunately, they're drinking in the morning and they don't want to be caught at work. So I get that that's certainly an aspect of it that is very real. But I appreciate the calls. Hey, I think we did pretty well today.
Not bad.
Yeah, not too bad because I'm kind of experimenting with this. When we come back, David Strom from HotAir.com, who's always one of my favorite guests, has written about a lot of different things, including some things related to the media. media and media malfeasance. We've touched on some of that earlier today with the intro to CBS News last night. Dave Strom will highlight some of this. Also, we're, you know, Fred's not here. He's a big sports guy, too. But Ethan and I are really geeked up on the NCAA tournament and even the NIT tournament. SLU is in the NIT. We have Chris Gervino, dear friend of mine from back when I went to journalism school, who's really been an important part of the Mizzou basketball and football broadcast team for a long time. He's going to give us a preview of the Drake game. I think tomorrow night we have Joe Pott, who's going to, he's on the KMOX side of the building, but he also does play-by-play for SIU Edwardsville. And we got the guy from Drake coming up as well. We'll get a Drake perspective on the show a little bit later as well on 97.1 FM Talk. Hang in there. We got one more hour to go. David Strom plus an audio cut of the day in the next hour.